Day 75 of the 75 Hard Challenge. Today, it's Thursday. I just finished my 75 Hard Challenge. As I'm sitting on my bed and preparing to go to bed, it's almost 11:30 p.m. Today, it was actually a really hard day. So, going about it, I woke up as early as usual. It was rainy, cold. I did 8.5 kilometers in the morning. I came home, I did a mixed shower with hot and cold water. I'm trying to accustom myself for the upcoming 30 days of phase one. So, I've been actually implementing cold showers since day 52 or something like that. And I really hate, but I'm starting to get better at resisting in the shower with cold water. So afterwards I went to the office. I was in the office by 9 a.m. I stayed there until like 11. I had a meeting afterwards. I actually had to go through rain and mud, so it was not that fun. Afterwards, I came back to the office. I had some things to do until 2 p.m. Then I went straight into another meeting, and then another, and then another, and then another. So I had like 4 meetings, one after each other, and it was a great day. Afterwards, I also have to do some calls and see some friends. Then I went to the gym after I did my 10 pages. So I did my 10 pages, then I went to the gym, and I'm really tired right now. I just want to go to sleep. Tomorrow morning I'm actually waking up as early as usual. I'm gonna start planning my day for tomorrow. And tomorrow, I really feel like I wanna go to work out in the morning. But I'm planning to take a break because I'm having a semi-marathon on Saturday. So I must rest a little and get a little rest so I can win the semi-marathon. I think I can win it. Hopefully, I have real expectations. So, that was it. 75 hard. It was hard, but it was worth it. I had to sacrifice a lot of things. I really did sacrifice a lot of things. No free nights out, no hangout. Hanging out over the schedule with people. I hadn't really dated like a lot of girls lately because I really did not have time for that. Let's not talk about drinking night, and because anyway, to me they're pointless, so let's even get those out of my fucking way. So it was worth it. I feel way better physically. I'm fit. I'm fastest than ever, strongest than ever. Mentally, I'm sharp as fuck. I can do anything right now. And what I'm trying to do next is to actually take on phase one. I'm gonna own phase one, then phase two, then phase three. Then I'm gonna keep rising the bar. And I really think I can just become better from here. I really know what I can do right now and where I stand. I'm having real expectations, real goals to hit, and I have plans for my goals. So they are not just fucking stars on the sky. So that's it. Thank you for being with me throughout this journey. I will also document the phase 1, 2, and 3. And Yeah, I'll be back on Monday, so rest a little because you've heard my complaints and everything that has happened in the this period. Thanks for that. Thanks for not calling me a bitch, even though sometimes I was one, because I complained of how tired I was and how hard this is. But right now, looking back, it was necessary. I feel way better right now. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I stick to my schedule. And I'm only planning to be better, to be more organized, and to live hard. So that's it. I'll be seeing you on Monday. Thanks for listening. Have a great night. Have a beautiful week, and be the best. Fuck the rest. Bye bye.